Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need to make it 1 million at a time. The only way we can do that is if you share this work far and wide. We literally need to wake up 50% of the country. And then there's another 30% that need to be motivated to action. You know, the old saying, 20% do the work of 80%. Well, that's really what's going on today. We have reached critical mass for knowledge, and I've been talking about that for years. We have, but we got to translate this into action. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Boy, every economic expert I'm looking at on all the social media saying the same thing. Get your money the hell out of the bank and get into crypto, gold, and silver. I'm going with gold and silver. And I'll tell you why. Because of Noble Gold. I've been a customer for 7.5 years, 7 years. I've been advertising for almost 8 years. They're the best, most reputable group I've ever dealt with. I sleep good at night knowing that when I get paid from a deal that I close, I don't put the bulk of it any longer in the bank. I put it into gold or silver. I really like collecting the coins because I can use it to do everyday trading when the dollar goes away. That's right. Gold and silver is also a good way to store wealth as it declines with inflation created by the reckless spending of the Biden-Harris administration. So I want to get you started. Do you have a retirement? You can convert it and put it under your control and back it with gold or silver, IRA, 401k. It'll be yours. The banks can't take it under the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010, as you've heard me say a million times. They can take your money. You're an unsecured creditor. You're in second place. That's right. Now, when you do a qualifying conversion account, you're going to get one of these beautiful coins here. Let me hold it up to the camera. This is a Trump 1 ounce Silver Eagle coin. This is beautiful. You're going to get 10 of these or an American silver bar. With a flag, 10 ounces as well. I like the coin. Now, I have to give you a warning. The federal government wants you to know there's a risk involved in this, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We agree with that. Please, federal government, would you tack on the warning about the banks can keep your money? Because that's a fact. Now, having said that, how do you get started? Call them 877 646 5347. 877-646-5347. They are going to take your money. They did it in 1929. They're going to do it again in 2024, going into 2025. Don't let them do it. 877-646-5347. All right, we have interesting time here. I'm going to show you something and read to you the number if you're listening just on audio. A lot of people don't know this. And it's because we don't sit here and brag. You know, I serve the man upstairs, and I'm unapologetic about being a dedicated Christian. I don't care who likes it, who doesn't like it. It doesn't matter to me. I learned a long time ago the key to having a successful life, one of them is to be independent of the good opinion of other people. But yet, I also know God hates arrogance and haughtiness. And I've learned that the hard way. I'm feeling really good about myself. And boom, I get smacked down. The Lord taught me that lesson loud and clear. So we don't brag, but I just want to say this. When someone or a community is in crisis, and I come up and I say, hey, look, here's the coverage I've done. I've kind of gone as far. I want your perspective on it. You're a leader, you're a witness, you're something. And almost always people say, yeah, okay, Dave. And occasionally we get the people that just ignore you. And a lot of people don't know the status of our podcast, for example. You know, Rumble, I admit we're struggling. We're moving along at snail's pace, but that's not unusual for Rumble. I've talked to people that says it took years and years and years, and I've been on 9 months. And I like Rumble. It's a great platform. It is a great platform. Russell Brand, right? Some of the other great people that are on there, I love them, love them. But we're snail's pace, but we ain't snail's pace in the podcast business, nor in the radio business. We're on two radio networks now bridging into three with a great expansion that's ongoing right now. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is a reach. And I want to show you data from our podcast and the largest podcast rating service in the world. They rank the top 3.4 million podcasts. Okay. And I'm just giving this point of fact because then I'm going to explain to you that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Let's take a look at this right here. This is our Listen Notes, the Common Sense Show page. Look at this number right here. Don't need to go any further than this. We are ranked out of the 3.4 million podcasts in the top five, excuse me, the top 0.5%. That means we get more than 99.5% plus of other podcasts. I'm not bragging. God, don't smack me down. I'm making a point. When I come to you and I say to you, hey, I think I can help and I can bring a hell of a lot more attention than somebody else is doing for you. They maybe got you one time. We stay with something until it's resolved or as we do as best we can. But then I offered up to these people going on Paul Preston's show, the number one digital radio show in America. That's right. My good friend Paul Preston. How about Doug Thornton and what he does? Former combat marine defense contractor, and this is big, DHS, and was in supervisory roles. He fought the Antifa up in Portland. I offer those kind of shows up. Sarah Westall, huge international audience. Huge. She's in the top 1% of all podcasts, but her international audience puts me to shame. And she is prominent in America too. Used to teach at the University of Minnesota. Listen, you're not going to find a better researcher than Sarah. Well, Paul's really good too. But there are good people out there. And I can bring these kinds of people because we're friends. We don't work in competition against each other. We work with each other. And if I get a guest I think kind of fits their genre, I'll say, hey, I got someone you really want to talk to. Well, really? Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, when Liz Harris was being abused and kicked out of the Arizona legislature for daring to say that, hey, our elections are messed with, well, bye, Liz. I brought her to Paul Preston. I brought her to Sarah. And they have reciprocated with me. And I'm just giving you an example. My list goes a lot wider than these three people. Now, the problem in Aurora, Colorado is huge. It's huge. I'm going to tell you about the information I'm receiving. And then I'm going to tell you what I've done to try to help people in a position where they have already shown courage, but they just don't want any communication from me. Or are they interested in Paul? Or are they interested in Sarah or Doug or anybody else? You know, I'm friends with John B. Wells. I have been for about 15 years. I was just on his show a couple of weeks ago. You don't think Caravan to Midnight doesn't have a real big audience? He's a huge audience. John B. Wells is one of the best talk show hosts in America. And he should be the one on Coast to Coast, the story I won't get into now. But that should be his baby. He and Art Bell. Yeah. Okay. If I called him and said, John, you've got to really talk to this person. Done deal. And he and his wife, Brandy, who I absolutely adore, they have brought me guests. Okay, I'm just showing you we're interconnected here. Okay. And everyone I know is concerned about Aurora. And God knows I've helped. Have I not done three shows already? Did I not show original footage before just about anybody else? Not bragging, but I'm saying I've been on this and I've stayed on this. Okay, well, let me tell you what I've got. And then I'm going to come back to this about how you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Here's the deal. Is just mind-boggling. In Venezuela, we've learned that they're sending commandos that are being transported in by the NGOs to local airports in various cities to recruit illegals to be in their gangs to cause disruption. And the Venezuelan gangs aren't all Venezuelan. They are targeting people of Latino and Hispanic background to join their gangs when they're illegal aliens. You notice the key word there, illegal aliens. I didn't say US citizens. And they're forming this combination, this collection of a multivariate force designed to disrupt a community. And in sanctuary cities and states, as I have already pointed out, Governor Jared Polis, the mayor of Denver, the mayor of Aurora, who's done an amazing flip-flop because people got in his face locally, three city council people have stood up. Now, one of them, last name Jurinski, Danella Jurinski, she's shown a lot of courage. But we tried to bring her help. I'll come to that in a minute. I mean, we could have brought huge national pressure into this issue. And this will more than likely be my last report on this issue because, you like I said, you could lead a horse to water, but you know the old saying. All right, here's the deal. These people are gathering in Aurora to organize into selective units. As one of my eyewitnesses said, but he was too afraid to take videos because they were there with guns and stuff. They're in a Target parking lot, is what he told me. And he said, Dave, I was going to go in. I was too scared to get out of my car. This guy used to box Golden Gloves, right? He used to do, I don't know if he still can in Colorado, but concealed carry. He went into Target. He's going to get something. He says, no, I'm not getting out in this. And he observed what he observed, but he and I said, why didn't you video and send it to me? He says, Dave, I'm afraid if I start videoing, they might have shot us. And I had my family with me, I couldn't take the risk. And I said, what'd you see? And he goes, I sat there for about 3 or 4 minutes and I watched people being organized into squads. And there were clearly leaders saying, you go here, you go there, under the talk, and okay, you go over there. And they were organizing like combat units ready to fight in a battle. Oh, this guy's a veteran. I was like, wow. Well, Paul Preston got a phone call that said Venezuelan commandos are coming in and organizing these people. Very close to the story I've been told by a local who won't go on the record because they're afraid they're a regular citizen. Okay, now I'm going to show you a clip here and I'll describe it for the listening audience. Now I'm going to turn off the sound because this is recorded by someone who very possibly is African American, and they use the N-word repeatedly. And, for even my black friends, I disagree with this, younger black friends. Men my age hate it because the word's been so divisive. And we know what word we're talking about. So I'm going to bleep that out of here because I will never air anything that uses that word because it's been so destructive for centuries. But I'm going to just show you the video here and I'll describe it for everybody else. They're in the parking lot, and I presume this may be the same Target, but I'm not sure. But it's obviously a big parking lot connected to probably a box store or two. Here we go. It's really short. It's only a minute long. And we see people videotaping here and lots of activity. It's not the highest quality video, but this man and his friends are walking along. We see the trash that I've described in the Target parking lot. We see a conglomeration of cars. And let's see if they're going to show anything useful here. Oh my. Organizations in the background there, cars separated, more trash. These guys are pretty brave. They're unafraid. They're walking through the trash. Okay. But the real trash will be what's in the distance here. And it's hard to see with the blaring lights and the photography's not very good. Okay. But right in these areas here, I have talked to, like I said, two sources who've been there out in this brush area next to the street, adjacent to this Target parking lot. These people are being organized into squads, as I said. And these guys are here watching it. And I left the title up here so you could see it, Aurora, Colorado. Illegal aliens taking over. Okay. And so I'm not going to play anymore now that the words, the captions are up on here because I don't want you to see the inappropriate word that you can't show. There's the box store in a box store in the distance. And this is the area where they typically gather. Okay. Now I'm going to shift from this and tell you about a story named Pam. She owns a gas station on Colfax Main Street that goes through Aurora and Denver. I think it's the longest continuous road in America, surface street. And they have to close up at night now because of the Venezuelans, and they're close to the original apartment building where we see the guy breaking in. One guy has a sniper's rifle. That's called military grade hardware. That's not the stuff that gangs carry. Automatic weapons, yeah, AK-47s, AR-50, but not sniper's rifles. And we've all seen the video. We've all seen it. And so the Venezuelan commando story that Paul Preston has related to me, it's very valid because it matches the Venezuelan soldiers coming here to organize. And who's bringing them in? The NGOs by money laundered by the Biden-Harris administration. We've covered that. Michael Yon's covered that in detail. There's no question this is going on. I know my friend Paul Preston has covered this as well. Okay, but here's the issue. Danielle Jarinski is playing with her life. But once you're out there, you have to stay out there because the only protection you have once you're exposed to a criminal element is the light of day. I'll use my own self as an example here. All right, when I'm down at the state capitol over 20 years ago, but 21 years ago to be exact, McCain's people were there, a couple state reps, State Senator Marilyn Jarrett, late Marilyn Jarrett, who was really helpful to us. And they were there, and McCain's people were defending the right to take away our property without any compensation. Just for the good of the country, you should get off your land. Okay. And I said, that's your position. Yeah, that's my position. This is when McCain was at first trying to get his first nomination to run for president. He failed. I said, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Because you're representing the senator. When he's in Connecticut, I'm going to go on Good Morning Connecticut the next day, and I'm going to tell him what it's like to have a senator that disrespects your Fifth Amendment property rights. Bad things happen, Mr. Hodges, to people that do that. I said, why don't we just settle it right here? I'll step out in the hall with you. And I said, you want to threaten me? You're not going to get away with it. And then, calmer heads prevailed. Now, it wasn't more than 2 weeks later, we're at our old house in the city. And we had a family gathering. Now, my mother-in-law is staying in the house at the time. And I'm upstairs broadcasting, finishing up about a minute away. And I'm interviewing the late Jim Mars with my news director, Andy DeRiso. Eight shots fired over the house. Two eyewitnesses next door, across the street. Multiple calls to the cops. In the middle of the city, they took 25 minutes to respond to shots fired call. That's number one. Number two, they later wrote this off 3 weeks later in their final report as fireworks from blocks away. Yeah, eyewitnesses watching two guys jump out of a van and shoot eight shots over my house. Okay, now I came out and I blistered that report on my show and I called out McCain again. Now I'm driving home and we had a workout with some of my college basketball players. So it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm out on lonely country road at the time and almost no traffic. And I'm driving the speed limit in the right-hand lane. I'm about 2 miles from where I got to turn to go move towards my property. And these two clowns pull up behind me and they start tailgating me like this. So I thought, well, this isn't safe. I shifted lanes. Okay. They shifted lanes. I got over, I sped up and I started going about 10 over. They sped up. Clearly, they're following me. Okay. So this goes on now. I think the recorded call was 11 minutes long, recorded because I called 911 for assistance and I got the county sheriff. That's right, the county sheriff. And so I'm not getting rid of these guys and I'm going circular and turning in here and going out there. And I swore they had a gun. And so there was a rural fire department. I got a hold of them. I called 911. I said, I want this department. And meanwhile, I got the dispatcher on hold and I said, hey, I'm coming in. I might need your help. Send the sheriff here. And I went back and told him, send the sheriff here. Send your deputies there. Okay. So this whole thing goes on for 11 minutes. I'll jump ahead to the end of the story. When I wasn't satisfied with the way things were handled. I'll t finish that story in a second. I went down to try to do a records request for the tape. They had it when I called. When I drove the hour and 20 minutes to get there, It somehow disappeared. Now, here's what ends up happening. I get to the fire, guys are outside. Some of them know who I am because we were fighting this property rights battle, and some of these guys were involved. And so I pull in there, the car breaks off the chase. No cops. Half hour, 45 minutes. Okay. Say, guys, safe to drive home. Thanks. I drive home. I get a call on my cell phone 2 hours later after I'm in bed. And it's a sheriff's deputy. And he says, "What happened?" And I says, "Well, I guess being followed by a guy and a gun isn't an urgent matter, is it?" "Well, just tell me what happened. Don't be a smart ass." And I said, "Well, this is what happened." I relayed the story. And I said, "It's all on tape. I called 911. It's how you got the call. Why does it take you so long? Well, how do we know you didn't do something to cause it?" So I'm being chased and I'm the cause. You get the idea? The phony police report at the end. Okay, I've been down this road. So keep this in the back of your mind. So I've got a pretty good podcast rating. I've got this experience in the background, and I kept this in the light of day. And they stopped harassing me. Oh, they'd sit outside my rural home. They'd sit out there for an hour. I'd walk out, they'd drive off. Yeah, that's right. So I mean, we're talking total harassment as I'm going onto the airwaves and I'm defending us against the thieves. And what they're trying to do, they wanted to build, they were lying about their intentions, but they wanted to build a Kanamix highway through our area, make it a multimodal hub. And we're in the way, and they wanted our underground water, which was the most depth, most plentiful in the state of Arizona. And they didn't want to pay for it. So they had a little time, they had about 25 years, forces off our land. So they denied all permits and got locals to go along with them. The state legislature, some of them, and county officials, some of them. Remember, I told you I live in the most corrupt county in America. Okay, well, eventually it took us 8 years. We won the battle. Took us 8 years. Now, here's the deal. I've been down this road. I've had my life threatened, okay? Been shot at, been followed, been surveilled illegally, okay? You stay in the light of day, you increase your chances of staying alive. Danielle Jurinski, you're a great servant to your community, and I commend you. And this is not meant to be a criticism, but you're exercising poor personal judgment. She went on Fox News. Okay, great. Fox News has a bigger reach than I do, but they do not have a bigger reach than the collective I can bring to the table to cover this issue in the depth that it needs. And it would provide her and two other Aurora City Council members with a veil of protection because now the eyes of the nation are on this, not just locally. But I hope this is making sense to you. So I got a hold of her answer machine or online city council form twice. I praised her for her efforts and I told her who I was. I left her my personal cell number and I said, "I'll let you direct the interview because I realize that you're in a lot of danger and I hope you're taking precautions." Because I said, "These people typically play for keeps. You're dealing with cartel type interests." Never heard from her. Second message. If you don't want to come on my show, that's fine, but I can get you on the number one digital show. I can get you on Caravan to Midnight. I can get you on. And I went through the list. And I said, "We could generate a lot of attention for you that I think you need." No response. You lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. This woman has iron balls. She does. She's tough. And I'd want her to be my city councilwoman. But here we are offering up services to help these people. And now we're seeing them organize in a Target parking lot with eyewitnesses. One of the people that's telling me this, I've known for over 50 years. I grew up in this city. I went to high school in Aurora. It's just amazing. And by the way, I told her that too. I said, "I have a vested interest. I have family, friends." I said, "I still have deep roots in the community. I come to visit often." I said, "Let's really shine the light of day." And I told her, "Fox News will come in one time and they're done. You won't ever see them again. We can stay with this and hit it from different angles." Nothing. To the people of Aurora, I've tried. I've tried. And I'll tell you, all the people I've mentioned would not say no to covering this story with qualified witnesses. It's all we can do. But here's the problem. since this time, and the rest of you need to hear this and hear me clearly. Hear me clearly, America. I'm getting contacts from Chicago, El Paso, Las Cruces, Tucson, Dallas. I could go on and on. This outfit, the TDA gang, Commando Plus Recruits, they're everywhere. I don't have any reports on being back east. Most of this seems to be centered from the Midwest to the West Coast. But it's going to grow. And this is people being brought in by this administration illegally, and they're busing the migrants to specific locations. Now, how many times does Michael Yon have to show you the proof? How many times do Paul Preston and I, Sarah, others have to show you the proof? Until people realize this administration is doing what communists do. They're doing the coup. They're destabilizing, which is what all communist revolutions do. I mean, from cutting kids' genitals off to destabilization of the schools to destabilization of public safety with defund the police. This is all destabilization, and this is part of it. And this coup is going to get centralized with power, and then it'll become a purge. And that's when it gets deadly. And I guess what I'm unsuccessful of doing is I can't convince people on the Aurora City Council to come on these various shows. They don't have to come on my show. I could give a crap. But this needs to be exposed like a mushroom cloud from a nuclear explosion, because it's coming to all of us. And people, if we don't stand up now, we won't. Now, I'm going to say this in closing. Sheriff Mack, most of you know who he is a good friend of mine. We have been friends for years and years and years and years and years. And I have promoted CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs, okay, for $11 a month. And he doesn't even know I'm doing this, by the way, okay? Sheriff Mack is en route to Florida to do a conference with sheriffs where he trains them on constitutional law. He has no clue I'm doing this. But for $11 a month, you can become a member of the posse. And they're going to give you unbelievable tools and resources that you can use to mobilize your county to go to your sheriff. Because I think there's over 3,000 sheriffs. Sheriff Mack can't hit all of them. He needs help. The other thing I'm going to tell you, too, is you need to push your county to deputize able-bodied qualified people, like veterans who've been in combat, like my friend Doug Thornton. Okay, that would be a great guy to have on your posse, because you're going to need them when they come to take over your apartment buildings, when they come to rob your businesses. And Pam, who owns a gas station on Colfax, doesn't have to shut down early. And she said, business is getting robbed, people being accosted in the street. That's why I can't stay open at night. It's not safe. I've had to go to the expense of putting bulletproof glass up on our office building here where they walk in and they pay and so forth. She said, hey, we have to have this because we've been robbed twice and shots fired. It's crazy. This is coming. You need to get your sheriff to deputize people. There needs to be a huge civilian posse. Oh, that'll send Kamala Harris over the edge, because you know she's using this Georgia shooting as an excuse to take every single gun in America. You know what would have saved those kids in Georgia? If you'd have had an armed cop in the hall. You know where I sent my son to high school? Not only did I know the teaching staff, the counselors, and the principal at the time, you know why I did that? Because they had a police officer armed on duty every single day. If that would have happened, that 14-year-old kid, unfortunately, because I don't like the loss of life, could have been taken out by this cop. I don't know how much damage you could have prevented, but that's the answer to school violence, Kamala Harris. And if she thinks that gun laws are going to prevent the bad guys from getting guns, think again, there's 400 million in America. And you think you're going to get them all? You're not even going to get 10%. So back to my point, deputize people in counties. You need to work with your county sheriff if you don't already have a policy with this and get that in. Join CSPOA.org and get involved from that angle too. Now, here's what separates my show and also the people I previously mentioned from the phony disinfo agents that have infiltrated my side. We're trying to give you solutions here. And I'm not claiming these are the best ideas, but at least we're trying, damn it. And that's more than I see from people that just want you to be fearful and then leave you with no hope. And that induces what we call learned helplessness from a psychological perspective, and people just give up. We're trying to empower people to act, and we're trying to do it nonviolently and within the law. Sheriff's posse, could it turn violent if need be to defend the community? You're damn right, and it should. But it's legal for a sheriff to deputize people. So I'm not talking insurrection. We're not talking revolution. We're talking community defense under the auspices of the county sheriff. Do your part in your community. Set up a sit-down meeting. Don't call on the phone and think they're going to listen to you. They don't have time for that. But you show up and you prepare a document similar to the materials you can get on CSPOA.org and say, I want to see the sheriff. Oh, he's too busy. I want to see the sheriff. And do I have to have 10 people call the sheriff? 100? How many have to call until he'll sit down with me? You need to be pushy. Get this organized. And to Danelle Jarinski, you have my eternal admiration for what you've done for your community. But it's baffling why you won't let us bring the resources to help you even further. Because Fox News is done with you. They got their rating bump. They don't care about it again unless something major happens and 10 people are killed. You're never going to hear from them again. So I can set you up with all these people, and I'm talking to Councilperson Sunderberg as well. Okay, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. That is my email. Send me communication, and I will try to get you attention. Because, see, this is going to fade before much longer. And you can't afford to have that happen, because this is when the grip of power will go. And by the way, the Aurora Police on this is worthless. The media is worthless, except for the Denver Gazette. They're doing a hell of a job. You people need every friend you can get. Please take advantage of it while you still can. We would ask each and every one of you to please share this work, because we have a nation we need to motivate to action. We have disinfo agents in the alt media trying to condition you for passivity. They don't give you solutions. All they do is bring out true facts, which are discouraging, and leave you with that, hoping you'll just throw up your hands and give up. We can't give up. Giving up will lead to really, really bad things, much worse than what they are now. So please share. We got to wake people up and move them away from the disinfo agents in the alt media. We're brought to you by the Nanosoma Spray. You see right here, this bottle right here. I use this 5 sprays a day, once per. You can use it every hour in the hour because it's completely natural, can't harm you. And it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. It doesn't cure anything, but the immune system effects, incredible. Increases telomeres, that's related to longevity, increases vitamin C, vitamin D, the nuclear receptors. All about strengthening immune system. So you got something going on. This is your ticket right here. I want you to be the best version of yourself. I came back from death's doorstep, and I have my life back, and I have my lifestyle back. You can too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we'll start with a quote I had in the last segment. What can be unburdened by what has been? I played you about a minute of clips on that before. Exactly. Just keep saying it over and over. I could have played it over 100 times. We've counted, she said this since 2020. Okay. What can be unburdened by what has been? Well, one of the things that they want to take away the burden from is free speech. And the evidence in the news today is Elon Musk. And we're going to play what Kamala wants to do to Elon Musk. And you say, well, I don't care about Elon. He's not me. He will be. They're going to do the same thing to you when they win the election and consolidate power. You know, the thing about communists is they routinely convict themselves with their own words. And she's talking about Elon Musk. And praising Brazil's people, their government officials, for stopping X inside of Brazil. This is insanity. Now, First Amendment right, just to review your basic civics lesson. First and the 10th Amendment, they can't be taken away by the government. Even though Tim Walz, another communist, has said, your First Amendment rights aren't absolute. Joe Biden said the same thing with regard to the right to refuse vaccines. Oh, women have the right to control their bodies for reproductive health care, as they call it. But when it comes to controlling your body from a vaccine, no, you don't have that right. It's not absolute. That's what Joe Biden said. And she's saying the same thing here about the First Amendment. She calls it a privilege. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your First Amendment is a God-given right. It is not a privilege granted by people like this. You're not going to believe this. You are absolutely going to be stunned at what she said yesterday. Listen to this.
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And
So X should be taken down because Elon Musk has lost his constitutional right for free speech. Now, she doesn't get into disinfo, misinfo, malinformation, but this is what she means, is that she disagrees with what's being said. And because they go out to millions of people, the unspoken message, they influence people. So we got to control them. They're not above regulation. We can regulate them all they want. Bullshit. All they can do is take action against a forum when they say, okay, we're going to violently overthrow the US government. That is a crime. We're going to assassinate a president or presidential candidate. Oh, gee. Kamala, you hear that? That is a crime. We want to make sure you're not threatening violence against other people. Okay, those are the only three exceptions. Those are the only three exceptions. So let's listen to her one more time.
And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter.
First of all, there's her word salad. What the hell does Facebook have to do with this? Zuckerberg just came out the other day and he admitted that he violated, in conjunction with the FBI and the Biden administration, First Amendment rights of people in America related to the election. So he committed two crimes. Election interference, abrogation of the First Amendment in partnership with the FBI. First of all, that's a fascist relationship. Let's call it what it is. She's a Marxist and a fascist. And listen to what she's saying, that Twitter, they have to play by the same rules. There's no rules that have been imposed on Facebook. No rules at all. What is she talking about? Moving on.
The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites.
A responsibility placed on social media sites. In other words, limitations of free speech that we deem to be proper. Is she telling you what's coming? Do you think I'll be behind this microphone in February of next year? No, and hell no. And you won't be going to listen to anything like this. You can't even send emails that dissent. This is a pure crackdown on any form of dissent, and she's starting with Elon Musk.
It's to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people with.
Okay, so they're directly speaking. Elon's not speaking to anybody. People are coming on there and individually expressing their opinion. And she wants nothing to go against her Marxist communist narrative.
Without any level of oversight or regulation.
Oversight. So the government will control your free speech. Again, I've made this distinction. Listen to me. Constitutional law, government can't do what she's proposing. Your rights are inviolate. They cannot cross the boundary. You have those rights no matter what. Can't pass a law against it. In communitarian law, not constitutional law, but communitarian law in Europe, they all you have freedom of speech until we deem it's not in the common, or what I like to say, the communist interest. And that's what she's bringing here. She has fundamentally transformed. Where have we heard this before? She is fundamentally transforming the Constitution into a government-controlled document rather than being a document that protects people's liberties. This is what the hell you're voting for. And you're saying, well, I don't like Trump. But yeah, do you want free speech? Do you think the government's always going to do things you like? And if they violate your rights, they take your property without proper compensation. They tried to do that to me 20 years ago. Do you think you have the right to protest? Well, under this despot, you won't have any right at all.
Regulation,
I
and
mean,
that has to stop. He has.
that has to stop. I can't have anyone opposing me. Don't they know who I am? I'm the grand poopah of communism. I'm beside myself. I can't believe they're saying this. And what I can't believe is more Americans aren't picking up on this. So I have to go into teaching mode because I don't know how many people coming on here understand their basic fundamental rights. But she's talking about Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin type of censorship, and communists know no boundaries with their for enforcement of power. And I think it'll come with a degree of lethality after a while. Hey, have you ever noticed how the left has all these organizations? I mean, they got the World Economic Forum, they got the Bilderberg, they got the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. They have it all. What is that? The Global Covenant of Mayors? Any mayor that joins something like that should be impeached immediately. National Governance Association, so we destroy the idea of separation of powers, 10th Amendment. They have all these organizations, all designed to take power away from you and give it to themselves, along with your money, control of your life. Why don't the conservatives have something very similar? Well, they don't. Well, at least not until lately. I've got some interesting news along this. The conservatives are beginning to play by some of the rules of the left. It's interesting. It's called Project 2025. And the Democrats are having a hissy fit. So are the Uniparty because they know their days could be numbered. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. As you can see, I'm right here among none of my friends in the deep state that has totally consumed America, totally wrecked our country. And let's hope there's a battle against them. But also in that battle against them is knowing how to protect yourself. No, I don't just mean personal defense, although that's part of it. Yes, I am a believer in self-defense. It's biblical. It's legal. At least for now, it's legal. It'll always be biblical. But nonetheless, I think that you should know that something is coming. Asset protection. It's here for you right now. I'm taking advantage of it. It's called Noble Gold. Noble Gold can save your retirement. Is your retirement connected to the bank? Well, be prepared to say goodbye to it unless you take proactive steps to get it out of the way. Because if the banks fail, they're going to use all our assets as their personal insurance policy. Also, too, if you have money in the bank in your bank accounts, say goodbye to that. Because your 1929 moment will soon be here. So what are you going to do? You can sit back and do nothing and hope for the best. Or you can get a hold of Noble Gold and explore what options they have available for you. I've been a 5-year customer of Noble Gold. I've been advertising for 6, but it took me a year to wake up and said, I need what these guys are doing. And what they're doing is really good and it's foolproof. Short of someone coming into your house and seizing every asset, this will protect you from the bad people who've taken over our government. Let me send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. No one's going to bug you. There's no pressure. Or if you feel the urgency of the hour, you can call Noble Gold today directly. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges sent you. Now, this is where I have to give the government required disclosure. There are absolutely no guarantees being promised here whatsoever. In fact, past performance cannot be indicative of future performance. We get that. We agree with the warning. Unfortunately, the warning seems to be a little selective. We're doing our part and we're in complete compliance and we agree. But what about what the banks can do to you under Dodd-Frank 2010 and seize all your assets? They don't tell you that when you put your money in the bank. They're not even supposed to talk about it. I've asked a bank president, do you know about this? And Dave, I can't talk about that. It's true, but they try to keep it from you. 877-646-5347. All right. The leftists have all these groups plotting and planning to steal your liberty, steal your freedom, steal your money, and possibly even steal your life. Because what accompanies socialism and communism? Body bags. Oh, I'm not smart enough to have made that observation independently and individually and first. No, that's in history books. The Democide Project from the University of Hawaii demonstrates this as well, too. If you were familiar with that project, you would never think about giving up a gun or letting one infringe on the Second Amendment. But I digress. Let's talk about an organization now that has surfaced that is actually serving the interests of the average person, where we're not being ruled by wide, I don't know what you would call it, wild-eyed nonsense. Masquerading as normal. It's called Project 2025. They're putting forth a database of candidates across the country, ones that are safe to vote for, not the ones that are trained to sound like Republicans, run as Republicans, and then enact Democratic policies. That's how we got the Uniparty. And it's a plot. It is absolutely a plot. We've uncovered it. We found the evidence for it. George Soros was behind it. This is not new, but it's still going on. This is how come you have so many Uniparty members in Congress. It's deliberate. It's intentional. These people aren't just liberal Republicans. If that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is. What they are is they're trained agitators and infiltrators. Mitch McConnell is one of them. That's how long this has been going on. Kevin McCarthy is another one of them. Rhinos. I've got loads of them in my state. In fact, actually, the line between a Democrat and a Republican in my state is invisible. They're all part of the same corrupt cabal. All right, so we're moving on talking about this. It's this document has the Democrats in a tizzy. There's some woman, last name is Miller. Unusual first name, Legia or something. I can't be she, but she's a lawyer and she's extremely foul-mouthed. I mean, it seems like she can't say a paragraph without using the explicative batshit to describe these policies. I mean, she's, in my humble opinion, as a mental health professional, she's unhinged over this. And the left is unhinged over this. I called one of my Democratic friends. Do you know about this? This, a lot of people don't know. Even a lot of my colleagues don't know what Project 2025 is. Oh, yeah, we know what that is, Dave. Your kind is trying to do something wrong. I said, well, what's your understanding? And here's exactly what he told me. They're thinking they can impose a sense of morality on the government. Oh, and I said to him, well, I want to thank you. And I said his name and I said, for being very honest with me, because you just gave me a very good reason to support it. Oh, I figured you would. Dave, you're lucky you're a nice guy, or I'd hate your guts. That's exactly what this guy said to me. Oh, and he's a retired Democrat and he served back east. Oh, it's funny. So, what's your association with him? Why? We knew each other in basketball. We actually like each other very much. We occasionally get together for lunch. We just don't talk about politics if we want to remain friends. Do you have people like that in your family? Anyway, here's the story behind this document. It's well designed. It's a physical document, and it's not made public yet, but this Democrat got a hold of it, and she was going through part of it on YouTube. I thought, yeah, okay, we're seeing pro 15-minute cities now out there too. Now we're seeing this. Yeah, this scares them. This means that they can no longer out-organize. All right. It's a 180-day playbook. And the training that they give, and they give this to potential candidates. Yeah, they're training them just like the Democrats have trained Democrats to run as Republicans. That's true. They're training these people, and I don't know that they're running them as Democrats to be real Republicans. The Democrats are much too smart for that. That would never fly. But they're training them, and they're training them in how to get rid of the deep state. Oh, and I got to tell you, big changes are coming if there's a Republican president. There's going to be some fights. There's going to be some executive orders. Let me give you an example of one of the executive orders. If you're in civil service, particularly like the State Department, Treasury, Justice, you serve at the whim of the president. Hey, Rod Rosenstein, you got your resume ready? They plan to enact this in January of 2025. That's when the new president would be sworn in. It's a 180-day playbook, kind of like the first 100 days. You hear that a lot from the Democrats. In the first 100 days, we'll wreck your country, but make you feel good about it. 180-day playbook. Okay. They're talking about reestablishing family values. Oh boy, I kind of get the sense they're going to hit school boards pretty hard. They want to dismantle, as I said, the administrative state. They want to defend the sovereignty of the United States. I think that means something about the border on both ends, because the northern border is porous too, and we've got some bad stuff coming across the northern border, according to the Border Patrol. They want liberty restored. Here's what they really made a big deal about, and this is what set this Democrat over the edge. I get the feeling, and they didn't say it this way, but my takeaway, there will be no more protected classes. Oh, yeah, I mean, people that are disabled, they should have ramps going into buildings and stuff. We're not talking about that. Okay. We're talking about choosing a sector of the population and saying, if these people are the victim of a crime, it's always a hate crime and it'll quadruple the sentence. No, everybody equal under the law. None of this equity. See, people don't get it. They think equity. When you see equity, just write communism over it because that's what it is. Equity is a preferred group of people to make a political point for the ruling dictatorship. Equity. We want equality. 14th Amendment, everyone's the same under the law. Equal protection under the law. And I mean everybody. I don't care what your lifestyle is, as long as you're not harming anybody, as long as you're not hurting children or other people, then you have the right to be who you are, whether I agree with you morally or not. I don't have the right to judge that. You don't have the right to judge me. I am fine with that. But what I'm not fine with is special interest groups being promoted over everybody else. No, absolutely not. We're all the same. And that's what this document says, and I happen to agree with it. They want to get corporations under control. Ooh, good luck with that. ESG is the cancer of America, run by BlackRock, the United Nations, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum. You want to go listen to the live stream I did last night where I went through this. I said, here's your history of ESG, and I ended up on the square. Here's what it's going to do to you. You need to re you really need, if you haven't seen this, it's over on the live stream category under live. You need to go look at this. All right, next, we're going to decouple from China. Oh, we'll still maintain trade relations, but we're bringing medicines home, we're bringing other critical resources home, and we're going to accentuate the development of manufacturing here. Now, Trump already showed how we did it. He used a carrot and stick approach. And the corporations say, okay, I'll take the carrot. I'll take the tax breaks. I'll move my manufacturing back into America. And employment went nuts. Income went up. The economy was great. And I think that was the single best thing that Donald Trump did when he was president. They want to bring that back. And I agree. Because if we go to war, folks, if you got diabetes, if you got cancer, good luck getting your medicines. It's going to be real problematic. And then finally, they want to limit campaign contributions. No, they should stop them entirely. They're not going far enough. They should stop them. No candidate should ever get a campaign contribution, ever. How would they run? We can have publicly funded debates and forums, and that's all we need. Then you can run those on the internet. You don't even need to use network TV, and we won't see these political ads. That's my solution for this. No corporate money. And by the way, if we catch you doing it in any form, you go to prison for 5 years. And that would be the people who are the board, the CEO and any participating stockholders, 5-year prison term. That's what it should be. Oh, insider trading? We can't go backwards and make them give back the money, but we can stop it. Because, see, the reason the war is going on is because Congress is making money on insider trading related to the military-industrial complex. Need I say more? They're not going far enough with this, but this is a hell of a good start, and it has the Democrats quaking in their boots. Project 2025, combating the deep state. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.